Where's my stuff? Some folks at work seem to think society owes them everything. They just sit around, waiting for things to fall into their laps. These types believe showing up is all it takes to earn their paycheck. But let's face it, these slackers don't help the company grow. In fact, even just a few of them can really mess with the team's spirit and drag down productivity. What companies really need are employees with an ownership thinking mindset. These are the ones who roll up their sleeves and get involved like they own the place. They put in the effort to ensure the company does well and they feel proud of where they work. They care about the company's success just as much as they care about their own paycheck and benefits. You won't catch them thinking only about themselves. Ownership thinking boils down to these key points. The right people. Implementing high-quality hiring practices is essential for identifying, attracting, and retaining exceptional employees. While it's commendable that your current workforce is dedicated and focused on achieving results, the objective should be to establish a culture of excellence throughout the organization rather than isolated instances of excellence. In pursuit of this goal, implementing an ownership thinking program can serve as a valuable resource for promoting employee growth and development within your company. One way to achieve this is through an ownership thinking program. With ownership thinking, employees actively participate in the company's success. By educating them on the company's financial performance, they understand how their work directly impacts the bottom line. This awareness motivates them to contribute more, leading to increased profits. For instance, an office furniture distributor turned a $395,000 loss into a $650,000 profit within a year of adopting ownership thinking. Similarly, a tech firm tripled its profits and shared $300,000 with its employees through the program. Incorporating ownership thinking can drive performance and instill a shared sense of accountability for success. The right education. Support your employees in understanding fundamental business principles, including financial basics. Many staff members lack knowledge of finance, leading them to overestimate their company's profits. Due to the lack of financial education in most companies, employees often develop inaccurate assumptions about their firm's profitability. This misconception can result in the wastage of company resources. Moreover, it breeds resentment among employees who believe that while their company and senior executives flourish, the benefits don't trickle down to them. Corporate leaders must allocate resources to educate their employees, including managers, on business finances in a general sense and their company's current performance in particular. While upper management doesn't need to delve into intricate financial tactics, they should offer sufficient basic information to dispel employee speculation and resentment. Educate your staff about essential financial statements such as cash flow projections, income statements, and balance sheets. Clarify concepts like profit before tax, and make connections between company finance categories and household incomes and expenses to enhance understanding. The right incentives. Aligning rewards with strategic goals is crucial for a successful incentive program. When done right, incentives can pay for themselves. But if organized poorly, they become just another cost without motivating employees. In fact, they might even eat into profits. Many incentive programs suffer from common issues: they're too complicated, leaving employees puzzled about their link to the company's financial performance. Moreover, employees often don't see a direct connection between the incentives they receive and the work they do. When bonuses are withheld due to slow business, it often leaves employees feeling frustrated with smaller paychecks. The current setup makes bonuses seem like entitlements, leading to dissatisfaction when they're not received. This can sour the relationship between employers and staff. Instead, link incentives directly to the company's overall performance. Avoid basing incentives on individual achievements. Ensure that any incentive schemes are tied to the company's profit before tax. By doing so, the incentives can become self-sustaining through the increased revenue generated by the boost in productivity they encourage. The right measures. Employees need to track their performance using key performance indicators, KPIs, to stay motivated and understand their impact. It's essential for all employees to monitor and work towards achieving their individual KPI goals, whether it's in construction, retail, software firms, or mortgage firms. By focusing on specific KPIs like win rate on bids, sales per staff hour, call response time, or average loan volume per agent, employees can measure their contribution and strive for improvement. Don't overwhelm your team with too many KPIs. Stick to the most important ones. Involve your leadership team in setting up the right KPIs. Create tracking scoreboards. Hold huddles, short meetings where participants forecast business results. Emphasize that the purpose of huddles is to achieve goals or even exceed them. Otherwise, people might view huddles as pointless busy work. Rapid improvement plans. To drive ownership thinking in your company, rapid improvement plans, RIPs, focusing on key performance indicators, KPIs, are essential. Whether it's for the whole company or specific departments, follow these steps to set up a detailed RIP. Identify a KPI that needs improvement. Set a clear goal that you can measure. Decide on a time frame to achieve this goal. Calculate the financial benefits of reaching the goal. Outline the steps needed to achieve the goal. Assign individuals responsible for each action. Give your RIP a catchy name. Plan a fun celebration when the RIP goal is achieved. A company generating approximately $20 million annually through the sale and packaging of fruits and vegetables initiated a standard rapid improvement plan, RIP. Given the significant volume of onions handled by the company, managers dubbed the RIP as No More Tears and aimed to achieve a specific goal related to their average cost per package performance indicator. The objective of the RIP was to decrease the cost of packaging from $2 to $1.50 within a span of 90 days. This cost reduction, once accomplished, would result in a yearly profit increase of $600,000 for the company, thereby enhancing the funds available for the incentive pool. The managers and employees assigned to execute this RIP took several strategic measures. They opted to procure 70% of their merchandise from a single supplier, streamlined the pre-pack inspection process, and devised an improved schedule for the preparation and utilization of packing equipment. Additionally, they implemented measures to reduce overtime by 60%, minimize setup time, conduct maintenance on the labeling machine, and implement enhanced scheduling software. To commemorate their success, they organized a celebratory barbecue accompanied by live music. The adult contract. To ease employee concerns during times of change, consider implementing the adult contract, which outlines mutual expectations for behavior in the workplace. This contract emphasizes the idea that all employees are mature individuals striving for similar goals, competitive pay, a stimulating work environment, and job security. In addition to establishing the adult contract, it's beneficial to form an Ownership Thinking Steering Committee, OTSC, to promote a culture of ownership within the organization. This committee, comprising senior management and supervisors, works towards maintaining a long-term focus on ownership thinking. Developing a clear mission statement for the OTSC ensures alignment with organizational goals and values. Resistance to ownership thinking. Some employees might resist your ownership thinking program, claiming they don't have time for it amidst their regular tasks. But remind them, this is part of their job. Another common complaint could be about technology limitations hindering key performance indicators, KPIs, tracking. However, many companies successfully use simple tally boards instead of expensive tracking systems. Ownership thinking is practical, focused on real-world achievements that can be measured. CEOs and senior executives have the opportunity to address complaints effectively by displaying robust support for the program. This involves publicly acknowledging employees who perform well and motivating them to adopt ownership thinking. Valuable inquiries to pose include, what key indicators is your department prioritizing? Or what role do you play in the ongoing rapid improvement plan? CEOs can demonstrate their engagement in their company's ownership thinking initiatives by employing the classic tactic of management by walking around. Promote ownership thinking. To instill ownership thinking in your company, follow these steps. Firstly, we'll sit down with senior executives to explain ownership thinking thoroughly, ensuring they understand its goals and benefits. No need for consensus management, this program is the best path forward for our company, and we're making it happen. Next, we'll host What's Going On meetings with all employees to introduce ownership thinking, its purpose, and what we expect from everyone. Following that, we'll officially kick off the program with a meeting involving all employees. To track progress effectively, we'll survey employees to determine the most relevant key performance indicators, KPIs. It's crucial that everyone participates in our regular huddles, as absenteeism affects our ability to update our KPI metrics. For teams in multiple locations, we'll consider using Google Docs for setting up our KPI scoreboards. Acknowledge that some employees may resist the ownership thinking program and may even attempt to sabotage it. Address these individuals promptly. Setting up employee stock ownership plans, ESOPs, requires caution. While ESOPs can succeed, merely implementing one does not guarantee a culture of ownership thinking. In nonprofit organizations, some employees prioritize the mission over financial gains. They might oppose ownership thinking, saying, "Our focus is saving lives, not making money." However, consider the perspective of a Catholic nun who oversees hospitals. Her motto is, "No margin, no mission." She stresses that financial stability is vital for achieving altruistic goals. The more efficient an organization becomes, the better it can fulfill its mission. Key points: 1. Link incentives to company success and educate on financial performance. 2. Provide financial knowledge to boost understanding and dispel misconceptions. 3. Align incentives with goals to motivate and prevent entitlement. 4. Use KPIs to track performance and drive improvement. 5. Implement plans targeting KPIs for rapid improvement and celebrate success. 6. Establish the adult contract and form an ownership thinking steering committee for focus. 7. Overcome resistance with CEO support and highlight practical achievements for engagement.